Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I gotta be really quiet because I'm in an airport. It's a little loud, but I don't want people to hear what I'm about to tell you because I talked with an insider that's been selling precious metals for a little while, getting ready to buy real estate, and he's been doing it under the radar where people don't know what's happening because he doesn't want people knowing he's selling. So again, I want to emphasize, this is an insider that's been doing this that wanted me to share this. I'm like, man, I don't know what to do with this info, but I'm gonna share it with you. This is what he said. He is looking to sell gold and silver as they're rising into the real estate market turning down. He wants to convert it into cash flow real estate. Real quick, let me just tell you, link down below. I'm going to be raising the price soon on the Real Estate Mastermind. All my real estate courses plus monthly coaching calls for an entire 12 months. Links down below for the entire package. He said what he does is he goes into coin shops with a small amount of gold or silver. He goes and says he wants to sell it. And he says he waits to see if they ask him after they've given him the price and they figure, okay, I'll take that much. He says, I just want to be paid in cash. I don't trust banks and checks. And he goes, he's waiting for them to ask for his personal info. And I said, why are you waiting for that personal info? And he goes, because I'm concerned that they're going to, you know, put that information out to agencies and later on they're going to know that he's got precious metals. I'm like, okay. And he says, and I said, well, does this work? How many times do people in these shops not ask for his information? He says, well, he goes, it doesn't happen all the time, but every once in a while they do. I said, well, what do you do? Do you give him the information? He goes, no, I just go, you know what? I'll hold on to it for a little bit longer. And he goes and finds our place. He says, usually 8 out of 10 times, if it's a small enough denomination, he said, it's not going to work that well with an ounce of gold. If it's a fractional piece of gold or if it's a handful of silver coins, generally under 500, 600 bucks, he says, it works. They just give him cash and that's good to go. And what he's been doing, he says, he's been doing that for a little bit of time before any rules change with agencies wanting these shops to start taking everybody's information. So he's like, hey, you got to tell everybody about this. I'm like, all right, well, I'll do it. I just pass along the information. You know, I personally haven't sold any of mine and mine's vaulted. So there's like I've been able to keep my cost basis. That's all legit. But, and I know that, how much I paid for it. And then when I go to sell it, that's all going to be sent to the IRS. I'm going to be paying that stuff. But he says, yeah, but there are people that have just a handful of coins. This is all they've ever had. And they're afraid to go and take profits because they're afraid that they're going to be on some kind of list and be, you know, forever, you know, governments are going to want to hunt them down. And he said, this is a legitimate concern of people. I said, all right, well, I'll share how you're doing your stuff. You know, it's like there's no rules as far as, you know, a lot of these stores aren't reporting because the IRS hasn't been really clear with certain, you know, pawn shops, little small coin shops, antique shops, things like that. And then he said also one thing he's been doing is he'll post, very small, like 1 ounce of silver on like Facebook, and he'll meet a public place like at a bank or something like that and sell it for cash. And so he wanted me to just make sure that people feel, you know, a little bit more safe from doing that. Like, I just said I'd pass on the information. If any of you guys are looking to start taking profits or at any point this year as the precious metals go up and find a way of getting it into the real estate market, that's what this mastermind's for. One price, 12 months of coaching calls, and all of my real estate courses that I've made ever, plus all future real estate courses that I make by myself are going to be included. So hopefully you got something out of this. Let me know down below what you're doing and how you think that plan works. But he said he's been doing it for a while and it's been working out really great for him. So just little bits is like he said, it's the opposite of dollar cost averaging in. He's dollar cost averaging out. So thought I'd share it with you. The Economic Ninja is out.